Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favourite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.
You think you know what we're going to talk about.
And welcome back to Three Fates Decide.
It just sounds more dramatic that way.
All right, so this week we are going to be talking about...
But just when you least expect it, we changed the game.
One Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
I mean, we always celebrated Easter.
Harry Potter, the Half-Blood Prince.
So we're going to do another free talk, freestyle thing, no planned discussion.
At the end of the day, only one thing matters. We decide.
We're going to hit the main highlights.
That is the thing, like what we were saying back in that episode.
Quick recap.
Three Fates Decide podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Three Fates Decide. My name is Liz, and I'm with my two co-hosts, Mary and Sam. Say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
And in this episode, we are dubbing it a spring preview of stuff that we will be talking about in the next bunch of episodes of our podcast. Good number of the topic ideas are going to be based off of things we're currently checking out now, maybe even stuff we will be checking out very soon. So this is our little preview, just letting you know what is coming down the pike. And hey, if there's anything we mention that you feel like, hey, maybe you guys can talk about this sooner rather than later, because I really want to hear more about, then definitely let us know and we will do our best to accommodate. And we're always eager for suggestions from our listeners. So send us an email. So what have you guys been checking out lately?
So for me, there's been a couple of things, or I have things that I'm currently checking out that I've already watched, but I want to watch again because I want to do an episode on it. And then stuff that I want to start watching. So I have a whole list, but I did previously watch, it's a 3-episode, like little mini doc series on Glee, and it's on Discovery Plus. And there's a lot of controversy behind it, not just because like they literally talk about the good, the bad, the ugly. They specifically focused a lot on the 3 actors that died. And the whole Glee curse and all that. And then, of course, there was a whole big thing on Lea Michele and her backstage shenanigans. But there's like a whole big controversy because none of the Glee cast was really brought into the discussion for this docuseries. So I'll go into that more when I do the episode. And then Pam Anderson's Netflix documentary came out last week, and I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. And I know we've talked about it a little bit, so I would love to do an episode on that where we all get a chance to watch it and talk about it. I did see her interviews on TV as it was coming up. She had a really sad life. I commend her for coming out and speaking on it because it's just like one bombshell after the other. Just when you think this girl couldn't go through anything else, it's like something else happened. A really sad life. So I'm interested to see things from her perspective. Then right now I just started really today. I'm late on the bus, but a friend of ours was talking about the Alec Murdaugh murder case.
Yeah.
I started watching it live on YouTube today. So once the case, and this is probably going to be in the future because this is going to be a long case, but I'll probably do an episode on that as well, because that's crazy. And if you don't know who it is, it's this man who is being tried for the murder of his wife and son. It's me.
Yeah, real life court drama there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I got really into it with the Johnny and Amber thing, watching it with the same YouTube attorney that I watched Amber and Johnny. So she's very knowledgeable. She is an attorney, and now this is what she does. And she just watches and she gives her legal perspective on things. And it's interesting. It's sad because this is a murder trial, but it's interesting to watch also.
Right.
Yeah.
I admit it is pretty gripping stuff.
Yeah, it was a little crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So what about you, Mary?
I've got a few things that I'm either watching, been watching, or waiting to come out. As most of you know, I'm a huge gamer. I'm a nerd. I'm a gaming nerd. So I've been watching The Last of Us that has come out on HBO Max. I'm hoping to be able to do a solo episode on that because neither Sam nor Liz are watching the show. So far, I've found it to be fantastic. It seems to be following fairly closely to the storyline of the game. Been a long time since I've played the game, though. I don't quite remember the entire storyline. However, it is coming out on PC very soon because right now it's console only. So I'm waiting for it to come out on PC so I can buy it and play it again on PC. Because I've completely forgotten most of the storyline of the game. I just recently finished rewatch Black Panther, and then I watched the second one, which was Black Panther 2 or Wakanda Forever. Hopefully Sam and Liz will be watching that one soon, so we can definitely do an episode on that.
Yes, on my list.
All I will say, I have no spoilers until we review it and everything, is I found it to be quite sad in places. Bring tissues. Bring tissues. I am attempting to try and read a book a month every year, every month. So far I've failed. I did not finish a book in January.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really trying. I failed. Completely failed. By the time this episode comes out, it's going to be well past my birthday, which, woohoo!
Happy birthday.
I will be an ancient 41 years old. I'm so old. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's okay.
I don't care. Whatever. It is what it is. And there's multiple games coming out or updates to games coming out this year that I'm like horrifically excited for. So yay.
Anything in particular you're waiting for?
Hogwarts Legacy, which I pre-ordered. So I get 72-hour advance access to it before it comes out officially on the 10th.
Nice.
So I get to start playing that tomorrow on my birthday. Woohoo. Redfall, which is a vampire game. Looks really interesting. The next chapter for ESO, The Elder Scrolls Online, which is the main MMORPG that I play. The next chapter comes out in June. And then The Last of Us is coming to PC at the end of March. So I have a lot of stuff coming in the next few months.
Yeah.
Because I have Hogwarts Legacy, then The Last of Us, and then Redfall comes out in May. And then Necrom, which is the next chapter for ESO, comes out June 5th. So
that's my birthday.
Woohoo! So the next few months are going to be jam-packed for me with gaming stuff.
Sounds like it.
My wallet is already crying.
I know that feeling because before we started recording, I was just chit-chatting with Mary about how there's this Kickstarter campaign. Okay, by the time you guys listen to this episode, the Kickstarter campaign will have long been over. But there was this Marvel board game / card game. The original goal was 200,000, and as of this recording, it hit 3.5 million.
Damn.
And there's about another 48 hours or so left in the campaign. I would not be surprised if this Kickstarter actually ends with it being about $4 million because of how many people are buying it. Because a big part of it is not just the actual core game and the Kickstarter exclusives, but also they start adding in buy-ins. And the optional buy-ins are a mix of like previous Marvel games that this company had produced, but also they threw in like a bunch of expansions that you could mix and match and add into all the games. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So people like me who have never heard of this before and suddenly discovered, oh my God, there's all these games that I didn't know about. Yeah, don't be shocked that I coughed up quite a bit to catch them all to reference another famous franchise. But yeah.
Gotta catch them all.
I was just about to say that.
Hell, even it's somebody that has absolutely, I am very ignorant when it comes to like anime and stuff like that. Even I know Pokemon.
Oh, it's a phenomenon.
I know.
It's a phenomenon that has lasted years.
Decades.
Yeah. Like it started when we were still in school.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Dungeons and Dragons. Dungeons and Dragons has been going on for decades and it has been hugely popular and it dies off just a little bit, or I shouldn't say it really dies off, but the popularity of it goes down a little bit or more underground again. But then all of a sudden, you'll just get a huge explosion of everybody's playing it again.
And I'm sure Stranger Things help.
That's what happens with Pokemon. Like, it started, like, insanely popular.
And then it went underground just a little bit. You really didn't hear as much about it. Then all of a sudden there was a huge explosion because there was new stuff coming out for it. And then it, I think it went back out a little bit. Now there's another huge explosion of stuff for Pokemon. So
basically,
even somebody living under a rock has probably heard of Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if they haven't, then they've been living on Mars at this point.
Pretty sure Martians have heard of Pokemon.
I would assume yes.
Yeah. Any other games? Sorry to interrupt, but I figure I throw my game thing in there. But any other games you're excited for, waiting for?
Oh, let's see here. Let me just go to my wish list. Okay.
Yeah, because it's a possibility that if you actually start playing some of these games, you could always do a quick review.
Exactly. There's one I'm debating that's out now, and the premise of it seems very interesting. It's called Ancestors, the Humankind Odyssey, and it's set between 10 million and 2 million years ago. So it's basically when we were still great apes.
Okay.
And the evolution of Arthropleurus, I can't pronounce it. I'm horrible with it. But how our ancestors went from the great apes to more human-like, and then we became like the Cro-Magnon, then the Neanderthal, and onwards. I haven't bought it yet, but the premise looks very interesting. And it's also like a survival exploration crafting game, which I love those types of games a lot anymore. So that's one I'm debating on. Another one that's coming out, I'm not sure when, but it's called Dune Awakening.
Ah.
And it's going to be a massively multiplayer, so it's going to be an MMO at least. So that one looks really interesting. Obviously Redfall, which is coming out May 1st. And then there's another one by the same studio that's doing Redfall, which is Bethesda Studios, is Starfield, which is basically you're taking Skyrim and Fallout into space.
Okay.
Basically. And this one looks really good. So I'm really interested in seeing when it's going to come, when it comes out. There's another one called Nightingale. And this is another survival crafting co-op. You can do single player co-op with friends. That's coming soon, sometime this year. I'm not sure when. It's in early access. It's in closed betas right now. And the premise of it is very interesting. It's like you're sent to all these different worlds. You have to open up portals to go to new worlds to discover what happened, to make your way home because you're lost. So it just looked very interesting. And then Ark 2 is coming hopefully this year sometime. And that one looked interesting because I like the first Ark, which is basically a crafting game, but you have dinosaurs. You get to tame and ride dinosaurs. It's awesome.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Conan's coming out with another update sometime this year to their sorcery. Conan Exiles is coming out again with a new one. There's a lot that are coming out this year.
I'm so boring when it comes to games. I play Mario Kart. That's the extent of my gaming. Sometimes I play Sims, but I mostly just play like Mario Kart.
See, I started out with games like The Sims 1 and then obviously Sims 2 and 3. And I have Sims 4. I don't play it as often anymore, but that's what I started out with. And then I started playing a game called Fate. And it's known as an infinite dungeon crawler. It's basically you just go and you just fight and you just keep going down dungeon levels and fighting and upgrading yourself and upgrading your weapons and everything. And then you just keep going and going and going and going until you get to the point where your first character dies, but then their offspring takes over. So it's like you can make an infinite family of like adventurers and warriors.
Yeah.
It was really interesting. And it's an older game, but I loved it. I loved it. And then, so I played like games like that. And I played Wolfenstein on my potato PC on one of my first PCs that I had, my Tandy 16. My Tandy 16 was the very first computer I ever had. I was playing like Wolfenstein, Qbert, Frogger. I've always played games. I love games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then it just evolved from there. And then when I was with an ex-boyfriend, he got me hooked on Skyrim. Yes, Skyrim. And I've been addicted, and I've actually played all the other games since. And then I started playing the Fallout games and love them. I haven't played them as much. They're actually coming out with a new DLC for Fallout 4. They're redoing another Skyrim for some fucking reason. I don't know why on that one. So we're just waiting on Fallout 5 and Elder Scrolls 6 to come out eventually. They will come out someday before I die, I hope. I don't know. It's just, there's a lot of stuff coming that I'm really excited for and looking forward to and hoping that they'll be as good as they look.
I really do hope that when you have time, you do actually get a chance to do some solo episodes on games. Our most popular episodes right now were the ones that we released in October for the Halloween spooky theme. But before those episodes came out, actually, I recall our episode on gaming in general was pretty popular, actually.
Yeah, I'll try. Like I said, I'm going to play some Hogwarts Legacy and see. I don't like to try to review games or do anything or even really say if I like a game until I've played at least 100 hours of it.
Right.
That's fair.
Because I've got games where I've literally played like 5 minutes of the game or like maybe 10 minutes because either my computer wasn't running it right or there was issues with controls or something. So I refuse to say that I don't like them because I've never given them a fair shot.
Right.
But now there's other games that I have played for an hour or two and I'm just like, this is just the worst game I've ever played. I will never play it again. So...
Yeah. For any of you newer listeners, and if you are also interested in gaming and you're curious, like, what gaming episode did you guys do? It's our episode number 39, just so you know. But yeah, I hope you do eventually do a solo on something, even if it's not necessarily a review on a game. Maybe you could talk a little bit more about any particular games you really love that you would highly recommend to, I don't know, say people who are newbies at gaming and they want to pick up on something, that sort of thing. That could be a good solo episode to ease you into doing one.
This is true.
Yeah. Plus, it'll give you a little more time to play newer stuff before you attempt to review.
Yes.
Comment on those. Just thought, I guess it's my turn. If any of you listeners have noticed in the past couple months or so with my solo episodes, you will know that I have been really into anime and some fantasy in particular lately. So my current thing is actually I've been obsessively on Crunchyroll, eagerly waiting for the newest episodes of some anime series that they've released for the winter 2023 schedule. There's three that I'm currently watching. There's a fourth one I didn't finish yet because I had started watching the season one and then season two came out as part of the winter schedule. So I haven't finished one yet, so I can't watch two, obviously. Just to briefly mention them. One of them is called, get ready for this, Campfire Cooking in Another World with My Absurd Skill. That is literally the title translated from the Japanese. So for people who've listened to my last couple of solo episodes, you already have a general idea what that story is about, but yeah, the title says it all. It's about a person who ends up in a fantasy world because it's a classic trope in a lot of Japanese fantasy stories where people will accidentally somehow get summoned from this world to a pseudo medieval world, exactly like they're in like some video game or something. And instead of being like some super genius swordsman or like a powerful wizard or something, he ends up getting a magical version of Amazon Prime, except instead of same day delivery, it's instant delivery. Okay. As soon as he clicks on the checkout button, boom, the box shows up with all the stuff he ordered. As you can imagine, it's a silly, somewhat entertaining series. It's a lot of fun. Actually, the fifth episode is supposed to come out tomorrow as of this recording. I think by the time this episode actually gets released to you guys to listen to, the show may or may not be over, or it's almost over, but I actually read the light novel series that this is based off of, and I caught up with what has been released so far, which is 12 volumes, and reading all 12 volumes was part of the reason why I was able to record that I read 66 books last year, so it's like the complete opposite of Mary's situation with the book reading. Yeah, most of those 66 books were light novels because they're very easy reads and highly entertaining. Yeah, so plenty of material that they can work off of to adapt for future seasons as long as the audience numbers are good. But based off of the number of anime reactors on YouTube and also the number of comments that I see on the Crunchyroll website, it does look like there are quite a few people watching it. So who knows? Hopefully the anime studio MAPPA, who are the ones producing this, will be encouraged to make a season two. And that's just one of the three shows. There's a couple other ones. Another one, I'm going to butcher the title because, of course, Japanese titles are ridiculously long and pretty much tells you what the story is about. It's Saving 80,000 Gold Coins for My Retirement or some such thing. It's a pretty funny title. And as you could probably guess from the name of the title, it's literally about this girl who, again, somehow accidentally is able to teleport to another world where the currency they use are, of course, your standard fantasy currency of copper, silver, gold coins. And based off of her estimate of the conversion rate between Japanese yen and gold coins in this world, she estimates that she needs about 80,000 gold coins to have plenty of money to retire on. So the whole story is about all the wackiness that ensues when she tries to make money by selling stuff that's from this world over to this other fantasy world and getting her money. Yeah, I mean, except for the traveling to a fantasy alternate world part, I think we can all relate to the whole thing about hustling for money.
Yeah.
It's the story of all our lives, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other series that I'm watching is called By the Grace of the Gods. It's actually currently on season two, and it's pretty adorable. Again, it's another one of these fantasy shows where a person from this world ends up in another world. But in this situation, the guy died and he gets reincarnated into a new body, a new identity in the other world. And in this other world, he ends up with some pretty cool skills. And one of the skills he has is he's a beast monster tamer, which I'm sure you would be familiar with that concept in video games, Mary.
Yes.
Yeah. But in particular, he mostly specializes in, of all possible creatures that exist in a fantasy world, he specializes in slimes.
Okay.
The one creature that you basically kill off when you're like a level one character to do some XP grinding 101 with. Yeah, he ends up taming a bunch of them, and he inadvertently discovers that actually in this particular world, the slimes have multiple potential evolutions. So he's discovered at least 5 or 6 different types of slimes instead of just your typical slime that you would bump into in the forest. He's created a cleaner slime, which will literally do stuff like do your laundry and wash your dishes by eating all the dirt and then spits it back out, the laundry or the dishes that you told it to clean, which is pretty awesome and environmentally friendly. Yeah. Hey, it does the job, right?
More power to it.
And then another example is he also created a poison slime. And one of his poison slimes also accidentally ingested some antidotes. So now it's going to turn into a sub-variant of the poison slime where it does basically potion synthesis. So now it can make both poisons and healing potions, which is pretty neat. So at any rate, yeah. So the story follows like his adventures dealing with the slimes, dealing with the people that he encounters. And it's also actually a light novel series as well, which I actually want to get my hands on to start reading because I enjoy the anime a lot. And I guess like for me, I will probably do some solo episodes, like maybe reviewing the anime series that I just talked about. And in a couple of cases, if I get a chance to read or finish reading some of the light novels that are related to them, I will also include those. So, and of course, Sam and I, like we mentioned earlier, we're both going to be watching Wakanda Forever. Yeah, I think that's all I have for now.
Yeah, there's one thing I did forget to mention also. It's coming out, I think, in the next week. And that's an Apple TV movie, Sharper.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 Sharper.
And besides the fact that Sebastian Stan is in it, it actually looks really good. Like, concept seems like, because it's obviously about con men or whatever, but they basically talking about more of the relationships between people and all that stuff. So I'm actually really interested in the in the plot. And by plot, I don't mean Seb, but he's also a plot.
Yeah. What's also interesting is the fact that one of the distributors is A24, along with Apple TV. But yeah, A24 is really hot stuff right now, or it's been hot stuff for the last couple of years or so, because they've been really doing a great job picking out projects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Every time, like, I see articles from the big three industry magazines in my inbox, when they mention, oh, A24 is doing this, A24 is doing that, I get really interested to see what they come up with next, because you just never know what the next big thing that they come out with is going to be.
Right. Yeah.
Actually, speaking of A24, that's another thing I just realized I forgot to mention. I have been meaning to check out Everything Everywhere All at Once. I've been meaning to, but I end up being distracted by my adorable anime shows, so I haven't watched it yet, but I will. I really do hope that they win a bunch of awards for that movie, because everybody I heard who's seen it has said it's a real, really good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, we should also put in the books, and especially with everything going on, the whole Netflix debacle.
Oh, yeah. We probably should do an episode on Netflix.
The whole password sharing stuff. And I know Netflix came back out and was like, no, we didn't put that into motion yet. La, 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 la. I really want to see what happens.
Same.
With this.
Yeah. So by the time you guys listen to this episode, you should have listened to our Twitter episode already. I would say we probably could do a similar kind of episode where we talk about Netflix. What we did with Twitter, where we talk about like some of the more recent issues with Netflix. That's one issue.
Yeah.
Because just the other day, I was reading this article about how Netflix was producing a reality show based off of Squid Games. And there were issues with the production, because the first episode is basically reenacting the first episode of Squid Game, which is the one where they do the red light, green light game. And people were complaining about how they were told that, oh, the shoot was going to take maybe a couple hours to do the whole game. But the shoot ended up being 7 hours, and they were like in a giant airplane hangar. And it was actually during a cold snap happening in the UK at the time. So these people were like barely dressed up properly for that kind of weather. And they were filming for 7 hours in tracksuits. So it was a nightmare.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's another thing we could talk about in this Netflix episode.
Yeah. Netflix needs to shape up. Shape up.
Seriously, Netflix.
Yeah, seriously. And that's just like one of the many other issues they've got.
Yeah. Keep an ear out for that. That'll be coming, because at the time you listen to this, we'll know what's going on with the whole Netflix password sharing thing, because I believe that's supposed to start in March. So this will be listened to in March. So we'll have an idea as to what's going on. So keep an ear out for that episode. That should be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, along the same line of consideration, like, there's other social media platforms that I think we've used before that we could always do episodes on as well. Because depending on how this Netflix one does, we could always talk about, like, Facebook.
Instagram. YouTube.
YouTube's a big one.
Yeah, I use YouTube a lot, honestly. I don't post on it, but I watch it a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly. Obviously, I don't know what channels you watched, but I've actually heard a couple of reactor channels that I follow complaining about how people who are producing videos are experiencing copyright ban issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've become sticklers.
Right, because the way the system is working is like potentially screwing innocent people over, because other people could claim copyright strikes on you, even if they technically don't have the actual copyright.
Because I follow several YouTubers. Mostly, I will admit, they're mostly gaming YouTubers, but I follow them and they're always talking about how they have issues with music and games, or being very careful about what's playing because they can get hit with copyright infringements, which then demonetizes their videos. So they no longer make money off those videos through the ads. These are people that are trying to do the YouTube thing full time and make it their job, their career, and they're having issues with that because they had to be so careful about copyright infringement.
Yeah. It's definitely gotten a lot harder. So crazy.
Yeah. It is really ridiculous and nonsense that could happen to people.
Yeah. So I guess coming up at some point in the future, we'll have episodes on more social media platforms. We could do definitely YouTube and Facebook, Instagram and stuff like that. And then obviously all the stuff that we've already discussed, Netflix, obviously, we'll be bringing that up soon. So we got a lot of stuff coming. I hope you guys are all ready. We're heading into the spring, loaded, ready.
Definitely. There should hopefully be some solo episodes of mine coming out in the next few months with different topics. I may do light reviews of the games I've been playing, just kind of what I like and disliked about the game, what I thought could be better, what I thought was done really well, things like that. I will never do like a hardcore because I don't like to review games like that. I basically, if I enjoy it, then I'm like, this is why I like it. This is what I think could be improved personally. If you want real hardcore reviews, talk to professionals.
Yeah. Sometimes it's refreshing listening to a review from just another person who plays a game or read the book or watched the thing, because in a way it almost feels more honest. You know, what a proverbial regular person thinks of something versus a professional critic or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, in some instances, the review got paid for.
Right.
Not everything. You can tell sometimes these things are paid for.
I'm not being paid to make reviews on anything. I wish.
Don't we all?
I wish. But
heck, I think we all wish that we could be professional podcasters, but that's not happening anytime soon. Unfortunately.
Right.
It'd be fun though.
Oh, it would be. I would love to do this full time as a job and get paid to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, people, make it happen.
Will Melbourne, please hire us.
Help us out.
Please.
Don't Sam and I have enough experience of being producers yet? Maybe sound editors. Come on.
I can just ramble on about pointless things. That's my job.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Too funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. I was trying to think else we want to mention.
I think it's probably about it.
No.
Yeah. I guess that's all we have left. That's all we have to talk about. I guess before we say farewell, again, if any of you listeners have suggestions for topic ideas you would like to hear all three of us, or maybe just one of us, if it happens to be a very niche topic, send us a message letting us know, hey, can you talk about this, that, or the other? And we will consider it. threefatesdecide@gmail.com. Yes, that is how you can email us. threefatesdecide@gmail.com. That it?
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch us next time.
And see what we're going to talk about.
Because the three fates decide.
Boom. Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favorite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new book trivia podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.